Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Directions for Truth show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. You almost said happy hour. This is almost happy hour.
It's almost happy hour. I know.
This show has been so troublesome in trying to get it up and people taking it down and putting it up backwards, and it's just crazy. So the link that was put up, they didn't give you the password to get in. So I'm looking for the password now, and I'm even having trouble finding that because whoever sent me the copy didn't call it Direction for Truth, called it something else.
Probably called it Happy Hour.
I'm looking for information about it so we can get in. George is in here. George, how did you get in? Did you find the password? Open your mic and give us the password so other people can come in.
He probably knows the back door angle.
Yes.
But he has no microphone. He's not talking about it.
No, I didn't use a password. I finally figured out what click here button to click on. I think it's the third one on the new format for the show on the soundhealthoptions.com radio.
Do you have an invitation?
I don't know.
So nobody sent you an invitation for this?
I didn't have time to look. When I don't have time to look through my inbox because I'm running late, I just go to the site and get in that way.
Well, that doesn't tell anybody else how to get in, so I'm looking for this invitation.
You want me to find the invitation?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let me look.
Happy Hour Flyer. It should be the following. Well, that says nothing here. Somebody got our password again and went in and changed AMs to PMs, so we're kind of scrambling trying to get things together. Just like this show could fit Happy Hour or Direction for Truth.
Who sent it out? What's the from to?
Sherry Edwards or Sound Health Media or...
Well, I need to know. I have a huge inbox.
Well, I don't know, George, or I'd find it myself. Here's one from 11:30 a.m. Oh, that's just a scold.
So I did just go to the Sound Health Options page for this show, for the Direction for Truth show, and clicked on that lower link. George is right, that lower link to join the WebEx, and it allowed me to log in without a password now.
Where it says watch
the first time
the show?
I did it, it didn't work. Yeah.
So it just says watch the show, and there's a pink link. So go to soundhealthoptions.com, go to the radio page if you want to watch. And we're going to do some demonstrations this evening and what's going on.
Thank you, Richard. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. So that's a good way to get in. And I don't – somebody's trying really hard. And – why would they care about allergies? What's in it for somebody trying to knock us off unless they're just doing it to be grouchy people? You know, and there's a lot of grouch going on right now.
Boy, howdy.
To have 59 people killed and 527 wounded, and somebody says, well, I'm not giving a moment of silence because there's no gun act. You know, this is not about policies and guns at the moment. It's about people who are dead.
The automatic rifles that were used were illegal. So no gun act in the world will prevent somebody from getting it illegally.
And if they keep the nice people from getting guns, it's only going to be criminals that have guns. So I don't think there's any really good solution to all of this. So as we're trying desperately to get people on so they can watch the show and hear the show at the same time, because we're going to be talking about things that are good for you and things that are bad for you, and allergies and what's causing allergies and how we're being lied to. That's what we do here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, your sponsor. We stick a microphone in front of your face and see what your body is trying to tell us by way of your voice. So we're going to do a demonstration with that, and we're going to give everyone listening the chance to have the software that we're going to be using and some of the little tricks that we're using. So we probably have a lot of announcements I'm not even talking about. Oh, simultaneously broadcasting, so you can watch the show. Richard, what am I totally leaving out? Because I totally feel discombobulated.
No, you've got the sponsor in. You got the that you're over there in Ohio broadcasting on WebEx. So if you want to go there to the WebEx, to the video audio feed, then you want to go to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, and then click on the Direction for Truth tab and scroll down to today's show about allergies. And you can either click on the link that will take you to the radio part, which is where I am in California, and or you can click on the link below that and take you to the WebEx feed, where we'll be able to see the screens that Sherry's going to show, which are always fun to watch, especially on days like today when Sherry's going to demonstrate software, the amazing nano software, and see what she's actually talking about. And I think that's that. And then I'll also add in that for people who want to listen to this right after, because I'm certain there's going to be something you're going to want to hear, again, you'll be able to go to the Sound Health Options page, click on the radio tab, and then click on the Blog Talk Radio Archive Player about 10 to 15 minutes after the audio portion of the show ends, and you'll be able to find the replay on the player on that page. Sherry usually gets up the video of the show oftentimes by this evening. Of course, I'm in California. It's only 3 o'clock by this evening, and or at the latest by tomorrow morning, so you can watch the visual demonstration. I think that's it of that.
Well, I see now that, oh, there's the player. I couldn't find the player. Everything's moved around for me. Yeah, the player is up. It's still there. We've put it up 3 or 4 times this week where people have taken it down. We are going to have a new website. It was due today, hopefully by Saturday. And all it will say here on Wix is go to the new website. And we hope it will be easier and certainly less vulnerable to what is going on. So for tonight's show, I will give you a few minutes to do this. Go to our site, go to Downloads, go to Nano Voice, and there is a software there. Now, we warn people that this is for PC. It does not run on Mac. And we had several people call us today, some of them not too polite, that said, this will not run on my phone. This will not run on my iPad. Well, those are all Mac-based. So quit calling and yelling at the staff and telling them there's something wrong when we make it very plain that this will not work with a Mac operating system. Can I make that any clearer, Richard?
No. They can't read. I don't know that I can help them.
That was quick. download the Nano Voice, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Nano Voice and how to use it for allergies. And people, you can be allergic to your partner. Allergic, what does that mean? Sensitive, what does that mean? Well, allergic means that it's a detrimental relationship with you and a partner or you and your food. Now, sensitive, you may get a little runny nose, you may sneeze, but it's not like life-threatening, like some people eating walnuts and going into convulsions. That's life-threatening. That's an allergy. Most people just have a sensitivity to what is going on. Richard, before we get into the show, there was a video. You sent it to me, and it was about how much the government spends on Viagra. Do you remember that? You sent it to me a couple of days ago.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You the context
of the video was they were talking about budget cuts, and they were talking about Trump railing on about how we had to cut back on transgenders going into the military or serving in the military because it was so expensive. And the video, which I'd seen different forms of the video, different places I'd seen these stats, and the stats were that the government, the military, spends $41 million a year on Viagra. Why, I do not know yet. But the military portion of the government spends $41 million a year on Viagra. So there's that. And then they brought up a screen talking about the fact that last year the military spent $1 million working with, you know, transgender operations. I'm guessing this is all about stats, not about the action. And it was just and there was another one, and I can't remember what it was, but they were all mind blowing. And
Bravo,
it was the fact that we spent.
One of them.
What was it? Oh, brothels. Yeah, it was a lot. We spent a lot on brothels.
And birdwatching.
A lot.
Was one of them.
And birdwatching. Half a million a year on birdwatching, and I think a couple million a year on brothels from military people using their credit cards and not getting in trouble, evidently. But it was the $41 million a year on Viagra for the military. But we have to cut back. We have to keep those transgenders out because they're too expensive. Really? There doesn't seem to be any kind of accountability.
Is Viagra really expensive?
Oh, yeah. I don't know exactly how much, but I know it's expensive because I hear friends of mine complain about it.
Well, that is a...
And I'm so...
That's a strange announcement to start a show with. I do have it up if you want to watch a bit of it, because it made it.
Well,
yeah,
you can watch it. It's only the first part.
Transgender people will not be allowed to serve in the U.S. The move next. And Caleb Mopin takes a look at how the Pentagon spends taxpayers' money.
Donald Trump recently announced that transgender people will not be able to serve in the U.S. Armed Forces in any capacity. He says this is being done in order to save money. Now, the decision has been widely regarded as controversial by some Americans. We decided to ask people here in New York City what they thought was a good way for the Pentagon to save money. And for comparison, we have a few examples of how the Pentagon spends its cash. The military spends roughly $41.6 million each year on Viagra. Number two, $1 million on strip clubs, casinos, by personnel misusing their government credit cards. Number three, uniform in Afghanistan that does not match the landscape of the country. And the last one, $283,500 spent by the Defense Department on bird watching. Which one do you think is true?
The strip clubs.
Viagra.
I'm going to go with the bird watching.
I'm going to go with 4 and 2.
Let me guess, they're all true, aren't they? All of them are true.
Really?
Wow. Shock. That's why I was, when you said true, I was like, they all sound true to me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Viagra, like, come on.
The Viagra one's scary. Doesn't surprise me, but a little scary.
41.6.
That's a little scary, I should think. And
yeah.
It's being rammed down our throats that this is okay. Many things are being rammed down our throats that are okay. GM foods, medications, spraying for mosquitoes. What else kinds of things?
That one item must be for Nancy Pelosi's husband.
You are so bad, George.
I like the way he just pops in and pops out. That's great. Nicely done.
We're going to get sued for that one. Wow.
No.
That was in my opinion.
Oh, okay. You just saved us.
Thank you.
Richard, you have an addition to that?
I would like to – this actually kind of goes in the same category of accountability, this thing with Tom Price resigning because he was found to have chartered private jets, including military planes. And military planes cost $25,000 an hour to operate, which is a whole other, like, what? But anyway, so Tom Price had ramped up between private charters for his own transportation and military transport, international transport by military that he'd chartered, not like he didn't schedule and went on a flight. He chartered a military plane up to about $1 million. And as he left, sort of stomped out of the White House, he said, I'm paying that back. And so he wrote a check for $43,000 for his seat on any of those flights. That's all he did. He didn't, he hasn't refunded any, you know, there's no accountability there. And sort of sideways, but still in a certain interesting spin on accountability to me, the EPA director, Scott Pruitt, requires his own personal $25,000 taxpayer dollars SCIF. A SCIF is a sensitive compartmented information facility, basically a sealed off room where you can talk and talk on the phone and have connections with whoever you want or talk with whoever you want so that you have a private safe space. And my question, one, there's a SCIF one floor up from him that the EPA already has that he could use. Two, why exactly does the EPA director need a SCIF? Why, so when he calls his boyfriends at Monsanto to make deals behind the scenes, nobody knows? That's an opinion. But I mean, why does the EPA director need a SCIF? He's not talking about nuclear codes. He's not talking about war. He's not an ambassador. He's not a delegate to talk to other countries. He's supposed to be in charge of the environment. So why does he need a SCIF? So it's another, to me, it's in another level of accountability. These guys like Tom Price and Scott Pruitt and others that are more coming out are living like kings off of the tax dollar. And why is that? There's no accountability. It's amazing. Okay, I'm done.
It's being rammed down our throats that they are better than us, they deserve more, and we ought to pay for it. Now tell me how many taxpayers had to work how many years, how many hours to pay for his grandiose travel time? Let's say that the average family might pay $2,000, in where I live anyway, in the poverty. At $2,000, how many families would it take to need to pay for $1 million worth of frivolous, well, is it frivolous, grandiose travel? It doesn't seem fair that I, as a company, earn money and pay taxes. I then have employees, and I have an employee tax that I have to pay a tax on an employee. Then that employee has to pay tax on their wages. Now, that's all the same thing. It's all the same money, but it's all being taken by the government and spent on Viagra, and there really was a big to-do about these Congress people and maybe reporters went to another country and spent millions of dollars on vacations and whorehouses, and the Obamas taking 32 of their friends on a trip to Spain. And we paid for it. And presidents taking vacations every other week. I haven't had a vacation, a real vacation, where I didn't have to go work in 30 years, people. 30 years. If I go someplace, it's to work. Why do they take my money and spend it like that? And it's all about lies. It's all about they deserve and we don't. So that's what the show's going to be about tonight. How to tell if someone is lying to you. And I recently did 3 articles. I did one on McCain. McCain voted no. Yes, we're going to get to allergies. McCain voted no on, and I can't find it anyway, but I will post it. He voted no on Obamacare, or repealing Obamacare. And allergy testing under Obamacare, the government is spending billions of dollars. And then Big Pharma is giving you, selling you, money that the government is taking from the taxpayer to buy the medications. I mean, it's a vicious circle. So McCain votes, and it sounded fishy to me anyway. He votes not to repeal Obamacare, even though he's voted to repeal it several times before. And he is saying, we have to go through committee. We have to be logical about this and blah, blah, blah. But his voice says incredible emotions. Now, he's trying to stuff down your throat this stuff about he's being logical. It is, in bioacoustic terms, a lie. Those kinds of things that we really wonder about is one thing. That makes us emotionally stressed. The cognitive dissonance between what he's saying and what is real is really mixing up our emotions. Richard, have you ever heard somebody talk and you just knew they were lying? Like that guy selling gold on those commercials. His words say one thing, but his voice is totally lying. I just want to throw something at the TV or whatever I'm watching here.
Yeah.
Because you know they're lying, but you don't have the proof. We're going to offer the proof this evening. How do you feel about people who don't tell you the truth, Richard?
Particularly, I'll talk about the environmental arena because that's really such a passion for me, is the idea of, you know, somebody like Pruitt saying, you know, basically just making a decision without any, you know, ignoring the science within his own offices and just deciding, I'm right, and we're going to approve all this and spray whatever you want. Or people who come out. You know, I remember even as a kid when people talked about cigarettes and you'd see the ads with people standing around smoking cigarettes but talking about you how it was not bad for you or not harmful. And then for decades, they've continued that spin. And it always just seemed like such a smoldering pile of compost waiting to happen.
I like that. Compost. George says in the chat here that this has been going on for the past 6,000 years, that the people in charge tend to take advantage of the little guy, and it's because we get complacent. We are providing you proof now that you can say, this was my vocal print before you sprayed those mosquitoes. This is my vocal print afterwards. I have been poisoned. We're going to help you provide the truth about all of this with a deceptively simple little program, the Nano Voice. Richard loves the Nano Voice. George says in the chat, our own government is now allowed, they changed the law about the government.
Allowed to lie to us.
The government's allowed to lie to us, and so is police, but we're not allowed to. Hey, we should get that law changed. They can't lie to us now. You can lie to with your words, but you cannot lie with your vocal frequencies. So we're going to talk about allergies versus sensitivity and looking at IgG, which IgG, it takes about 4 hours, and it's a sensitivity. But IgE, that's immediate and emergency, and it starts with digestive enzymes. So I would suggest if you're going to eat something you think you might be allergic to, sensitive to, take a good food-based, I like food-based, enzyme. Do you have any good ones in mind, Richard?
Well, I still, and for general information, I still like going to LeeDeLee.com.
And I love her stuff.
And her information, the Ness enzymes have been around forever. I think she switched to a different formulation, but it's the same concept from the old days of Ness formulations. And she has great newsletters there that give you really good in-depth information about the enzymes, the plant-derived enzymes. It's a little lumpy to dig your way around on her site, but once you find it, there's, you know, you can print out any of her newsletters that she's had, and she is prolific. But I really like, I'm with you, Sherry. I really like plant-derived enzymes.
And doesn't Nature's Sunshine have plant-based enzymes? And Dr. Daniels, who was on the show, Gastrophage or something like that, was a really good plant-based enzyme. So if you are allergic to something or sensitive, it's because your body's rejecting part of it. People think mucus is bad. Mucus is the last 10% of a cold or the body trying to throw something off. It takes whatever you're allergic to and it puts mucus around it, and then it puts it in a place where you'll sneeze it out or cough it out or whatever. So that's actually good stuff. In a way, fat is even a problem with sensitivities or allergies. DDT, that all of us over 50 remember them spraying on us in the schoolhouse and whatever, the body changes that to DDD, and it lays it down on the stomach because that's the muscle that has this, almost the same frequency. And a lot of people that you see with these pot bellies, like Humpty Dumpty, it really is DDD, and it's as a relationship to cortisol. So there's a lot of things that can indicate that you have allergies. And we have probably 20 or so shows on Vimeo about allergies. I'm going to go through this really quick. You can get sinus problems. You can get lung issues, sneezing. That's all the same there, sinus stuff. I thought I had some others here. Oh, conjunctivitis, the garbage in your eyes in the morning. Dermatitis, itching, hives. And we do have a frequency now that we know can take care of hives and anaphylactic shock and a lot of this. So those of you who've taken our courses know those frequencies, and you can have those handy as an emergency EpiPen and have it in your community. We've used it a lot. Two different kinds of allergies. We have a regular allergy program, and we have the Nano Voice. And we've asked you to download the Nano Voice from our site. It only works on PC. If you want to work it on your iPhone or whatever, go to Sound Health Portal. Portal as in a ship window. Portal.com. And they have the Nano Up that you can use. They only have one database in there right now, but they are working on others. And you will find when you open the program, very, very simple to use. It's a lot of blue vertical lines, 12 of them, slightly different shades of blue, C, C sharp, D, and we are going to have the computer, we're going to open a microphone, click right here, we're really going to do this, but not until we give some explanation first. We click the microphone, we start talking, this little zero right here will start climbing, and when it gets to 500, the first breath you stop, it will stop at 512, 510. And you can look at this in two ways. The numeric version, which Richard loves, and it tells you the balance of the chart. And then there is a version with just columns. green columns, yellow columns, blue columns, a columnar view. Everything that we're looking at, your body's issues about allergies, is all about the balance of the body. You eat a food that causes you to be unbalanced, that causes you to get sick. And in very simple terms, we're looking at a black and white nano here, and you see that the note of A has nothing in it. It's missing. And the note of D sharp has way too much. This is an unbalanced chart. Now, this is where people get in trouble when they use color therapy. If we want to give someone the note of A because it is missing, it is blue, bluey purple kind of stuff. And so they'll give them the color and the note together. You just might as well throw that away unless you have somebody that can do tumble tricks at the same time they can do color and light and sound, because they cancel each other out. If you're going to give somebody an A note, you need to give them the opposite, light, gold. The body takes light and sound differently, and you must remember people's brain dominance. There are allopathic responders, the note of A. Give them the note of A. That's what they want. But those homeopathic responders, they need more of what they already have, something else. You know, homeopathic, you got poison ivy, get a little bit more tincture of poison ivy. So we want balance. And we want these notes that are six notes away from each other, because six notes away on the color scale that we presently use, they're all complements of each other. Red and green, Christmas. Violet and yellow, Easter. Orange and blue, those are other color complements. So now you're now looking at the original sound presentation, their voice that we looked at. A is missing, D sharp is too high. We gave him A, didn't work. We gave him D sharp. It worked to balance his body. His voice looks almost balanced all the way across. This is somebody who has a balanced health. Now, this chart is on our website, and it has the notes. Let's go back to Sound Health Options. Go to Nano Voice. There are charts here that have all the notes and what they mean. You can download. It has that wheel and the colors associated with it, even the astrology associated with it. And if you click on these triangles, they are downloads. Tutorials is what I was trying to say. Somebody is calling here. I can't answer the phone. Whoever's doing that, and they're calling back three times now. I hope it's not an emergency, because I can't answer the phone in the middle of a show. So it comes in colors. Blue, emotional. You can remember that. People get blue and depressed. That's emotional. Green is the doer, the farmer, the money maker. They get out and take charge physically. Yellow is the thinker. You can remember that because in a comic strip there's a little yellow light bulb, the thinker. And red, Christmas, Archie Bunker, fireman. They are responders. So you need to look at the colors to get the first perception of what is going on. Here is A nano, and D is missing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So D sharp is its opposite. That's the most stress in this chart. Now, how are we going to look at stress if we're testing an allergy. We look at a lot of allergy things here, like chocolate, as our variable. So on the Sound Health options down below, you'll see rabbit passage. And this passage we've had tested starts out, what's real, asked the rabbit one day, blah, blah, blah. And you have them start reading that. See how far they get. Do a recording. And we're going to look at some of these. Eat the chocolate. Now, don't try something like chili, because that has a lot of different things in it. But we have, here is my vocal print, and it's not going to open that vocal print. I cannot believe it. I will just open it another way. It's open. I'm going to click on the little white piece of paper that's new, and I'm going to go see what's in this whole line. I'm going to look at rabbit, because we did rabbit pre and rabbit post. Here is Mariah, Shirley pre and post rabbit. Now, when we were testing chocolate, we can look for sugar, we can look at phenylethylamine. There's a lot of things that we can look for. I am going to go over to, let's see, where is the originator of this? Open file location. So I'm going to put Sherry pre and post rabbit. But we probably should look at what's in chocolate. C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E. I'm just looking for chocolate. These are some of the notes that are associated with eating chocolate. Theobromine, that's the one that kills your dog if you feed it a lot of chocolate. That would be an F-sharp and a C relationship. Phenylethylamine, that's what makes you drowsy and aroused. Caffeine, G and C sharp. Epicatechin, that's what's in tea, D and G sharp. Gallic acid, F and B. Magnesium, G and C sharp. Phenolic acid, C and G. Oxalate, what does oxalate do? Do we have it over here? Found in spinach, associated with kidney stones, and it's in chocolate. F sharp and C, and then glucose, sugar. So we'll keep that handy, do a little snip, a screen grab, and we'll open that nano voice, and we'll look at, now I just put cherry pre and post rabbit in there. Well, here's Mariah pre and post, and you're just doing this to learn. So we've got Mariah here, and we just have her read that rabbit passage. And Richard gets way more out of these numbers. I get way more out of the column views. And we'll put it up here so we can look at it. Now, she's, and compare it. She's eaten the chocolate, and we're going to open another nano voice. And the differences here is what really makes... Let's see if I can fit both of these on here. And for those of you just listening to dead air here, we are just trying to open these nano voices. So I'm going to go back to where it is, and this is going to be Mariah Post. This is after she ate the chocolate. Boy, you guys are posting a lot of great things in chat. Wish we could talk about them all. So after she ate the chocolate, what happened? F sharp, which was normal, 42 is normal. It went way down to 11. So what is F sharp? Glucose. Now, how after eating glucose, after eating chocolate, could the glucose go down? That seems a little weird. So she has a reaction to the chocolate, the glucose and the oxalic acid, the F-sharp, and the theobromine. This is probably a right brain responder, or they've mislabeled these as pre and post. It just seems crazy. What else happened here? G. G was real high, 72, double what it should, and it went down to below normal. When you look at these numbers, 24 and 44, 44 is the total, 24 is the highest one. So there is 24 of the blue, and there's 22 of the yellow here. It took away, this is a poster of it, it gave more A. There isn't anything in chocolate that's an A, but A is like management of something. If you were looking at this nano voice, and maybe this was a architect, and you take your words, you get an idea of where you want to live, and it'll satisfy your whole family, and you have a right to be there, and it'll satisfy your ego, see, all this is on your chart. So you get it all together, you go to the architect, you talk to him, the note of F, you get the idea, and they start putting it on paper. The F-sharp guy puts it on paper. You have a right to be there in that neighborhood. It satisfies what you want. You can talk about it to the architect. He then turns around and talks it to his F-sharp guy, and he's building the building and making sure that all the plumbing works and has all the right posts and beams and blah, blah, blah. He takes the idea to the builder, the G and the G-sharp, the guy who gets it into physical fruition. Now, maybe you need a banker, and the A-sharp manages what's going on. If it was an apartment building, they would be managing who gets there, who's happy. The G and G-sharp, it's all safe. The F and F-sharp, we got all the licenses and whatever. And the B is the satisfaction person for the next step, because this is really not a flat piece of paper. It is spiral. So the chocolate here changed this person's life. If you look at the right side of this from F sharp to B, it's pretty full and active. Now there's not much on the left. After that chocolate bar, it squashed the F sharp. It's squashed the G. It squashed the G sharp. It increased the A. So this might make people want more control. It squashed the A sharp. That's the immune system. And the B, the circulation, it increased it. So that's probably the caffeine. The caffeine was G and C sharp. Which is most out of balance here? What did we whack around the most? The A and its opposite, D sharp. D sharp, we didn't have any anyway. D sharp is dopamine and potassium, and this person is probably low anyway. But that's what we unbalanced. So chocolate, is it good for this person, Richard? Or maybe not so good for him?
Maybe not so good. No, I mean, not horrible. I would expect actually to see a slightly more drastic swing. But, I mean, it's, I would say not so good. I don't think it's going to improve her mood. Do you look at serotonin? Am I missing the where serotonin would be measured? What note is serotonin?
E. That's about the same.
So it bumped it a little tiny amount up on serotonin. So she didn't get the sense of well-being, which a lot of people get that their serotonin cascade from chocolate.
Yeah, maybe it's an F. I think it might be an F. Yeah, it's an F. I lied. If we had had more time, we had a whole bunch of stuff prepared to show people what dopamine and serotonin and all that is. Dopamine's a D sharp. I think epinephrine is the one that's the E, and serotonin is the F. And chocolate usually does bump that up. But not in her case. She's staying in control.
Yeah.
But let's do one more, and then let's do people. Okay, so...
Well, toss in a comment before you... Well, go ahead, but let me toss in a comment while you're doing... Okay. So if you're watching this for the first time, or even if you've been watching Sherry do this for a while, the first chart is the control. All you're doing is reading the rabbit so that you have a reference so that after you add the chocolate or whatever supplement you're testing, you see if there are shifts that occur. So for a long time, I would record both of these. I'd record the nano voice, the first one, reading the rabbit, and then I'd eat the supplement or the whatever and then wait about 20 minutes and do it again. And for a long time, I was like a dog staring at a piano. I had no idea what I was looking at. I just, you know, I did it because I did it and I knew something eventually. And now the great thing is that I have those and I can go back as I've learned more, that I can then go back and look, oh yeah, way back last year, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, boy, we've been doing this a while. 5 years ago, I had a react, you know, it gives you a history. Even don't think just because as you're looking at this and Sherry is saying it, you have no idea what she's saying. It's a really good thing to start using the nano voice today, because then you'll have a recording, even though at this time you don't know completely what it's telling you, you'll have that later. And references for, like, earlier are always good.
Can you tell what nutrients you need from this? Or what a nutrient's doing to you? Probably. Well, if you were taking vitamin C, and vitamin C is an F, so if you took lots of vitamin C and it was way up here, you'd be overdosed.
Yeah.
So you might back off on the dosage.
Yeah.
You could eat a cake and see what it does to you. Boy, this would give you information about how it totally scattered you, and maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's another piece of this, and we're going to do another allergy one. But with a note of A like this so high, if this is a left-brain person, if they have a Capricorn friend, which is the note of A in one of those charts you can download, they would get snappy with that Capricorn person because they already have too much of that energy. Now, if they were right-brained persons, they would be drawn to that Capricorn person. So we're going to do that in a minute, so stay tuned. But let's go back and look at a couple of more. Mike, Mariah, Mariah, Oast Rabbit, Shirley Rabbit, Mike Rabbit. These are all pre. Here's a, let's pretend that Shirley and Mike are the same person. So let's go to the top one here and open a pre. But that didn't open anything, I don't think. Mariah's still up there. Well, let's just kill them and see if we can open them that way. Because nothing's being cooperative today. That won't even die. Look at that. It won't even shut down. It won't move. It won't do anything. Okay, I'm going to do Shirley Pre. There's Shirley Pre. Now, what do you know about Shirley already? 98 on the note of C. What is the note of C? And it's an active get out and do it, a note of C. My ego comes first. Get out of my way. C and D are very processing kind of things. And C is the logical one. I know what's best physically. I'd hate to meet this person in a committee meeting. I would not be happy at their autocratic, my way or the highway, grouchy. I'd hate for this to be my boss. So let's pretend that this post that we had up here for Mike, post rabbit, after he ate chocolate. Oh, now if these were both the same person, it looks like together this might make one good chart if you put it on top of each other, doesn't it?
Wow.
My way is sort of ameliorated by let's talk about this. The C sharp that was missing about justice for all, that sort of comes in. A little bit of D, almost normal, comes in. That's missing and filled in here. F was missing, but it's brought in up here. F sharp was missing. G's brought in. A little bit, the trouble here, they both have G sharp and A missing. What are we going to build and what are we going to do with it when we get it done? But a shift from being spontaneous to being intellectual. This might make a good match. They complement each other. It would be a needy relationship. But if we were to pretend that this was pre and now post, the note of G is missing. Phenolic acid, it was G. Caffeine was G. You know, there are some people that caffeine will calm down. Autistic kids are that way. And when I get upset, nervous, I want caffeine, and it calms me right down. So that note of G that we know is in the chocolate as caffeine, and let's look at G and C sharp. That's very unbalanced. C and F sharp, that's even more unbalanced. C and F sharp, what I think and see and how it's balanced between perception and action is a problem here. But this guy has a good dose of F sharp, mental F sharp, that would just calm him right down. But in terms of chocolate, changed it totally from I'm up and running to I'm thinking about it. So that notice of C is the theobromine and the glucose. That note of C and balance and F sharp. I don't know if these are real or not. Well, we pretended. But I don't know if eating chocolate and sugar would run your glucose down. It looks like it would run the glucose down. Up. Now, remember too that if you're doing something like chocolate, when it's sugar, you can test it in about 10 minutes. But if you're going to be eating something like nuts or steak, you're going to have to give it a little more time because the body takes more time to digest it and get it in the system. And a lot of times you can just keep everything in your mouth and then it gets in the system quicker if you're going to be testing it. You can test anything. You can test anybody. So I thought maybe you would like to see if we get rid of Rabbit here. And we could look at Richard. Richard food, Richard cholesterol, Richard stress. Maybe we should look at that one. There's Richard stress. And let's see how he compares with Sherry stress.
Mm.
Would we both get out of whack in the same way? You know, sometimes Richard and I take different sides just to have an interesting show. And sometimes we're really into our side kind of thing. Sherry blah, Sherry about Tommy, Sherry in class. That's kind of stressy. Richard has the C that I need and the C sharp and the D. This is hard to believe. We both miss D sharp and E. Information brokers, words of usefulness. and they're both gone. And it seems to me that Richard and I get along very well when it comes to words and information and feeding off of each other. The Sunday shows we do together, those aren't planned. You say this and I'll say that. It just comes together. And I don't know if it's because we know each other or we're both spontaneous. But Richard is more spontaneous when it comes to spirituality. Looks like I don't have any. Probably our biggest problem is between...
Sherry, look at the name. That says John Grove, third time on the bottom one. I don't think
no
that's...
No wonder.
Even...
Wow. Thanks, George. You saved me.
No
Let's
spirituality.
See.
That didn't seem likely.
But it's
still
got the
John
wrong
Grove.
Name. It's got the wrong
yep.
name on it. Okay, there's PTSD. Okay. Well, first you look at color. We both have intellect. We both can talk about things. We both have blue. We're both emotional. I'm emotional when it comes to justice and a little ego and getting the right things done. You know, we match there. I'm more of the thinker when it comes to balance between perception and action. And Richard is more spontaneous. Do you just do spontaneous shows? I know you do a lot of shows for a lot of people you help engineer. Do you just jump on and do, or
yeah,
do you
pretty
plan
much.
It all?
Because a lot of times if I'm doing a live event with somebody and they have problems with their microphone or they have an issue or suddenly drop off, I pick up not exactly where they left off, but I can jump in pretty spur of the moment. So I can
and
take that kind of action.
And people probably love that about you. But remember, these are very topic specific. And the note of B is the love of humanity. Now, not necessarily one person at a time, but the love of Mother Nature and the universe. And Richard can jump in and talk about that in a second. I'm mute down here with one.
Yeah.
So he fills me in on A sharp and B. He fills me in on C. I fill him in on G. This is a needy relationship. Now, to tell if you're left or right brained, which hand that you're right with, there's a little test on dancing lady, twirling lady, that you can get on. George, would you look that up and stick it in chat for people? Twirling lady, dancing lady, we use it a lot in class. And if you see her moving to the right, you are right brain, clockwise. And if you see her moving the other direction, counterclockwise, you're left brain. And if you can blink your eyes and have her switch, you're probably whole-brained. So knowing someone's brainedness, if we were both left, or we'd get along. But if Richard was left and I was right, we'd fight over this A sharp and B. Who gets to be in charge? What kind of show are we going to do? I think Richard and I are both like right-brained. Or we're switchers and we can be whatever brandedness we need to be at the moment. Where is our worst compatibility? That note of G. I have a lot of it. He has zilch. So if we were going to fight, it would be over where we'd put the furniture or how we'd stand at a desk, because you can see that's the most unbalanced. Nothing to 110. So you can look at compatibilities between people. Do I think I want to go out on this date? This is what I think of this and this and this person. They like this. I like that. You can look at compatibilities of people. Now, if you get a way overabundance, and one last story, and then I'll shut up. When my husband has a lot of D, and I don't have any. So it's a very needy relationship about D and self-approval. But his father's also a lot of D. And when his father died, his note of D fell out. And I had no D, and he had no D. And I couldn't stand to be in the same room with him. And at that point, we'd been married 40 years or something. I couldn't stand for him to say hello to me. He didn't have my D. But we brought in our grandchild who had the note of D. And then we all got along until his D grew back. But I still have a need for that D. But he lost it when his father died. And we have grief counter stuff that when you lose somebody and if they're the note of E, we can give you their birthday or their note of E and you don't miss them so much. And we can program a crystal. We call it grief relief. And recently somebody tried to steal our grief relief that we've been doing for like 10 years and we had to threaten to sue them. So if you see that on the internet, you know who it is. But this is also a way that you can be compatible with somebody when you're really not. So if I wanted to be compatible and with the people around me, with everybody, how do I balance mine? I go six notes away and I give myself C sharp. That will probably balance me out. With Richard, he's going to give B and A sharp. So E and F is where he lacks. So music in E and F. A lot of country music. A lot of guitar is in. Oh, you hate guitar music?
Hate is strong. It's not my. No, I like guitar music, but country not so much. No songs about dogs and trucks. It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, Kenny Rogers sings in there. You like his music?
Kind of.
Kind of, sort of. Because it's missing.
Yeah.
So you'll seek out the people who have your frequencies, the foods that have your frequencies, the places that have your frequencies, and you can prove it all by testing yourself with the little nano. I hope all of you go out and use this in your lives every day and come back and tell us your stories. We think this is a way that you can know who and what you really are and what you really want. And you'll be able to be more compatible with the people around you because they won't be able to lie to you. And you can call them on it and you can show them the proof. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody. That was fun as always. Wow.
It went fast.
It did. Once it all came together, once it balanced out, it was good.
And we have Dale Carson on Sunday.
Oh, we do?
Great. One of our favorite people, How Not to Get Arrested. He's got lots of new stuff. He's doing a new book. So we'll see
great.
You Sunday. And maybe we can
That'll
even get
fun.
You a passport so you can get in easy.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I don't know who you are and why you're calling me at this number. All right, everybody. Have a great rest of the week. We'll see you on Sunday with Dale. Bye-bye.
Later.